Dr. Oliveros detailing for the July 27 of 2023, and the first patient is Herman McConnell. The last name is McConnell. The first name is Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N. This is the clinical case of an 86-year-old white male that had a violent motor vehicle accident. The patient developed subdural hematoma, was transferred to Fort Pierce, and he had surgery. The hematoma was drained. The patient was in the hospital for a lengthy period of time. Has a significant loss of kidney function. The creatinine went up to 5. And the BUN was more than 60. He was about to start dialysis. But we had been suspecting that the acute kidney injury was most likely related to the administration of cefepime and vancomycin period. The patient comes today for a follow-up. The laboratory workup shows that the patient has a creatinine of 2, a BUN of 37, and an estimated GFR of 32 period. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 983 milligrams, which is the amount of proteinuria that he has shown from time to time, period. Number two, the patient had anemia. He has been recovering the hemoglobin and had the hematocrit. The hemoglobin is 14.3. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. The patient is still doing it. Following number, coronary artery disease. He has been followed by Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R. The last appointment was a couple of weeks ago. Following number, peripheral vascular disease that is not symptomatic at the present time. Following number, a gout that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that has been treated with the administration of allopurinol. Following number, diabetes mellitus with the hemoglobin A1C. Of 6.6%. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Period. I invested 10 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes face to face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.